At the center of all life is water. But for wildlife in the hot deserts of Arizona, finding it isn't so easy. That's where water catchments come in. Water catchments are systems that collect rainwater and use it to fill a drinking hole for the desert dwellers. Everyone from honeybees to bighorn sheep use the catchments. The catchment looks like a large tin roof on the ground, with one side at a slight incline, known as an apron. Along the lowest side of the apron is a gutter, which feeds any water caught into large tanks below the tin apron. Water stored in the underground tanks then feeds into and automatically refills a small drinking hole nearby, which looks like a small cement hole with a side ramp for smaller animals to take a drink. According to Arizona Game and Fish, there are roughly 3,000 catchments across Arizona since the start of the program in the 1940s. The catchments are managed by three different agencies across the state: Arizona Game and Fish, the U.S. Forest Service, and the Bureau of Land Management. Although some of the water catchment systems are self-sustaining, others require refills using large water trucks, hauling up to 1,700 gallons of water.
The hardest part is figuring out the logistics and then also where we're going to get the water from.
That was Nate Salmon, Habitat Construction Field Crew Supervisor with Arizona Game and Fish. Based on the area the catchment is located, Arizona Game and Fish could get their water from different sources, such as fire departments closest to the catchment sites.
Sometimes, you know, we can be all the way up past Kingman, or we can be all the way down past Tucson.
Salmon's team that fills the catchments run on an 8-day long shift, keeping their gear in the truck and camping near places where the catchments may need to be filled. On an easier day for drivers, they will drive the water truck up to the site, empty the water tank onto the catchment apron, and then wait for the next call to come in. However, for places too difficult to reach using just the water truck, it could require the help of a helicopter.
So we'll truck water out. We have to find a staging area we have to try to get as close to the catchment as we can, because obviously helicopter is really expensive. So we drive in on two track roads and we get as far back as we can, and we'll set those dip tanks down. We'll fill those up. And then the helicopter hooks what they call a Bambi bucket it's a belly hook. They just put it right onto the bottom of the helicopter. The same thing they do for fires.
Depending on the temperature, local wildlife, and catchment system, Salmon's team could be taking trips to a specific catchment every 4 to 6 weeks. Joseph Curry, Habitat Planning Program Manager with Arizona Game and Fish, says 2023 was different from past years.
This summer was actually not as bad for us for hauling water, and the only reason was because we had that really wet and cool winter and spring.
Curry said Arizona Game and Fish hauled an estimated 1 million gallons of water this year.
And so that allowed all of these to fill up and some of the natural waters to fill up and do their job also. So we didn't haul near as much as like a couple of years ago, where we had a really bad winter and a really bad summer.
During drier years, Arizona Game and Fish could be hauling up to 2.6 million gallons of water. Curry said there was an increase in wildlife using water catchments this year, mainly throughout July and August, where Arizona saw record-breaking temperatures.
You know, our summers are super hot and dry, and populations will fluctuate and die off drastically if we're not able to give them a stable source of water, because water is the most important thing of life.
With that in mind, Arizona Game and Fish currently builds one or two new catchments every year, but is primarily focusing on making pre-existing catchments self-sustaining. From gamble's quail to mountain lions, all of Arizona's wildlife need water. For Cronkite News to Go, I'm Kirsten Edgett.